The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 479. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Now, I'm going to talk about a subject that has never been breached on this podcast, and that is the topic of magic. My guest is an adventure illusionist named Rich Manley. Now, Rich is the star of a new TV show called Culture Shock, which is available through Tubi. And we're going to talk all about that project and basically how Rich goes about learning about cultures through the shared experience of magic. We'll also talk about his new movie that he is starring in called Fallen Cards. And there's even a tour that Rich is producing, which will be kicking off here in June. So as you can tell, as I said, I didn't undersell it. The man is incredibly busy. So before we get to, though, my conversation with Rich, I need to thank a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they have tons of comics from every era. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, various collectibles, you name it, they got it for your comic book fandom. So you can check them out by stopping by the store, or if you're out of the Central Ohio area, you can follow them on Facebook, just search for @WGComics, and they even have a website, just go to WGComics.com. And again, I want to thank the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics for their support throughout the years. I really, really do appreciate it. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with adventure illusionist Rich Manley. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, I'm sitting down with the man that they call the adventure illusionist, Mr. Rich Manley. Rich, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you as well. And I'm going to start off real quickly with asking you, and I wish not to offend, but I know that there are illusionists and there are magicians. Is there a difference? Is it just synonyms? What's the deal with those terms?
You know, I think they're pretty much the same, slightly different. You know, an illusionist is, I would say, someone who's more performing bigger magic stunts or bigger magic stage effects, or something like making something disappear or reappear. Whereas magician kind of encompasses more sleight of hand, you know, more fine motor skills. And I think an illusionist, when you use that term, you're more referring to someone who's on stage or doing something a little bit bigger or grander.
And definitely you have something that's coming up that is going to be, quote, grand, end quote, if you will. And that is a new show called Culture Shock.
Yes. So
can you tell the listeners a little bit about that show?
Yeah, so Culture Shock really is, you know, it's a culmination of a lot of different things that came together. It was kind of, the inspiration started when I was a kid at 10 years old. My grandfather had this study that he would bring all these trinkets from all over the world that he traveled. And, you know, as a kid, I would sneak in there. I'd see some of the things that, you know, he brought back, and I was just fascinated by everything. And the one thing I remember, the one moment I remember sneaking into his study, I was like 10, and he showed me a card trick. It was my very first card trick, and I didn't really understand how he knew magic because he had traveled. He was a surgeon. He was going to remote areas to learn how to improve his own medical practice. And the one thing that he picked up, which he said was really helpful to him, was in the 40s, they taught surgeons sleight of hand to be better with their finger dexterity. So he used that skill to bridge cultures, really break the ice when he'd meet these smaller communities, do a magic trick for them, and they would invite him in. He was able to learn more about their culture, their traditions, their medical practices. And it was, he said it was really just a fascinating way for him to connect with people. And so that was really the basis for Culture Shock for me, was seeing that first magic trick, learning about all his remote travels and everywhere he used to go, like the Amazon, Tibet, Japan, Africa, and seeing if magic really had that connecting property. And when I went to Egypt, the first travel, my first international travel, I realized that it did. It actually brought everyone together. And that really is what started Culture Shock.
I am amazed and never thought about what you just said a few moments ago about surgeons and their dexterity with their hands and how that coordinates the sleight of hand tricks. It never dawned on me.
Yeah. So it is a crazy thing. You know, I mean, I had never realized that too until he started explaining it. And then it made sense, you know, like, of course you need to be good with your hands. You need to be good with your finger dexterity. And it was just a skill he used everywhere. I mean, he loved showing off his magic, and it was amazing. You know, it brought the family together. His stories were amazing. I mean, it just was a wonderful skill he had.
The show has been filmed in a lot of different locations, Peru, Africa, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Have you suffered any like difficulties filming while you're out there in these countries that, well, quite different than ours?
Yeah. I mean, it really depends. You know, when you go out there, you obviously want the communities to know that this is just, you know, I'm an entertainer. I don't want them to think that I have real magical powers, because that is, in some communities, you know, they could think I'm some kind of warlock, and that's pretty dangerous for me and the rest of my team. So we do let everyone know before I come in that, you know, I'm doing this to entertain everyone. But aside from just the meeting the different groups and communities, there have been many instances where we were in dangerous situations. I mean, in Ethiopia, for instance, we were caught between these warring tribes. We were heading to the Mercy Village in Omo Valley, and there were gunshots heard, and two tourist vehicles actually got robbed at this point, at gunpoint, by these bandits. And I guess they were quarreling over land disputes and territories. But we drove into that settlement, the Mercy settlement, and we got held up by guards blocking the road. And they had said to us, we can't go any further. We just shot and killed two people. They're, you know, in the bushes somewhere, and they were robbing people. A third individual got away. He's still out there. And so, you know, we're with our translator, and he says, okay, we're going to turn around. We're going to go to a different village. But, you know, you're watching your back. You're making sure that, you know, you're safe. But when you're out there, and specifically when you're traveling in this way and adventuring in this way, it is very, anything goes. You know, I always say when we go out there, we don't want the tourist experience. We want to experience the culture, the real country, the real culture, what's really happening. So you end up putting yourself in situations that sometimes can be hazardous to yourself or the team.
Wow. I mean, to be told we just killed two people, and
yeah,
I'm assuming in a nonchalant manner, that's got to be unnerving.
Yeah, you know, we had a guard with us. We had a individual who was, I mean, he seemed like he was retired. I mean, he was very old, and he had a AK-47 with him in our car that looked like it had been made. It was the first AK-47 ever made. I mean, it was rusted. It did not look like it was going to work if we needed to be, you know, rescued by him. But, you know, we got out of that situation. And you know, I had another situation in Egypt where I was circled by, I think, 10 or 15 guards with AK-47s just pointing the guns at me, because I wanted, and this was a personal trip, this was my first international travel, it wasn't part of the show, but kind of the inspiration for the show. And I wanted to film just a little bit with my buddy of what the murals and the hieroglyphics on the walls meant in the Luxor temple. And the thing about that was that in Luxor, you can't, apparently in Egyptian culture, you can't impersonate an Egyptologist. And, you know, I didn't know that. And I wasn't by any means trying to impersonate one. But they held me up at the entrance and they said, you know, did you film anything? And we said, well, we were just filming something that was on the walls. I was just explaining it. And they said, well, you can't do that because that's considered impersonating an Egyptologist and we could put you in jail. So I ended up having to talk my way out of that with my friend James. We ended up paying them, I think, $300, which, by the way, in Egypt specifically, bribery works for just about anything. And, you know, we got out of that scot-free. But, you know, there's been all these instances of things like that.
Well, the show is airing on Tubi, which, if I could just get your opinion real quick. Tubi is kind of new to the game with original content, from what I understand. They haven't been doing it as long as, say, Netflix or Amazon or whatnot. So how has the experience been working with Tubi?
So Tubi, they've been great. You know, we went to other, obviously other networks with the show and other streaming platforms, you know, the Netflix, the Disney Plus. And, you know, when we had been filming this at the time and pitching it, it was around 2019, I think around 2020, almost right tail end of 2019 when COVID was happening. So it was really difficult to get a show like this on air because it was travel based, you know, and obviously they're like, okay, well, or is there going to be any more episodes? How can we film more episodes? So the one streaming platform that really stayed interested in it was Tubi. And so we were like, you know what? These guys really want to do this, and let's put it on Tubi. And we did. And it's been great. I mean, we've had great success so far. I mean, everyone seems to like it who's watched it, and we're going into a season two. So really no complaints there, you know.
What can folks expect without giving away too much? What can they expect when they tune in to season two?
So season two will take place, the first episode I'll say will take place in Bolivia, and it will be more adventure based. If you've watched the first season, you'll see that it's really cultural based, you know, and there's a lot of adventure in there, but it's the adventure to get to these communities. And then I do magic for them. I learn from them. But it's really setting up the story that my grandfather traveled the world. I'm following in his footsteps. And then at the last episode, you start to see a lot more of that adventure, which will culminate more into the second season of adventure, extreme adventure to these communities and, you know, meeting remote people and seeing how they live, you know, high up in the mountains in Nepal, Sherpas that, you know, are constantly working to get people up those mountains. And then, you know, in Bolivia, 6,000 meter peaks and, you know, what it takes to get up there, and communities that live, you know, right below those mountains in Tanzania, Kilimanjaro, communities that live by those mountains and, you know, what it takes to go up and down Kilimanjaro and surrounding mountains. So there will be a lot more adventure in the second season.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been for the show? I know that's maybe a loaded question, because I imagine there's so many cool things for every single stop on your adventures. But was there one that maybe was a favorite of yours, a place that was, for whatever reason, top on the list?
Favorite place, yeah. You know, it's every one of them have their own unique, you know, flavor to them. I would have to say, if I had to pick Ethiopia, Ethiopia just had so much culture, so much adventure. You know, you go to Omo Valley and you're right there and you're seeing all these different communities, these different tribes. And it's just a fantastic, I mean, even though we got caught up in this gunfire, it was still a fascinating place with so many different tribes and communities. And then you go further north, which we went up to Tigray, and Tigray's got, you know, these rock cut churches, 5th century BC churches that you have to scale to get to. And then you get to overlook this beautiful, beautiful land. So there's just so much to see in Ethiopia that I would have to say that's on the top of my list.
All right. Well, let's talk about a few other projects. You are also an actor. You've been in such films as Sleigh Bells, The Debt Collector, Cowboy Spirit, A Night and Day. But you have a new project called Fallen Cards. So can yes. we get a little insight into that project?
So Fallen Cards really is, it's basically involves a magician as well. And it's about a broken world in a post-apocalyptic setting, almost like a Mad Max type of feel to it. And it's centered around this magician who works in this town, the city really, that's been rebuilt into this Vegas style themed city. And they're all, you know, it's run by this mogul that owns all the casinos there. And the main character, the magician, is the biggest act in town. And he ends up having to basically save a dying and broken world from all these factions that are fighting against each other, using the martial arts abilities he learned while surviving outside the city, and then his sleight of hand while he was performing in the city. So it's a combination of magic, martial arts, and post-apocalyptic mayhem, I guess you could say.
And you have a strong background in martial arts, if I did my yes. research correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I trained. I mean, I started martial arts, you know, when I was around 12 to 13 years old, I started Kenpo Karate. And then, you know, I met this performance team that came over in New York to Flushing, and they were the Shaolin monks. And so I learned Shaolin Kung Fu, Wing Chun Kung Fu, you know, all the Chinese kickboxing and boxing. And I was just so enthralled by that, that I was training and missing school, missing college, just to train and learn as much knowledge as I could about martial arts, the different variations of martial arts, and the cultural aspect of it, the philosophy behind it. And I think that too really drove me to travel, because I was so immersed in the culture of Shaolin and Kung Fu that I wanted to learn more of what the world had to offer, which in turn, you know, I don't showcase a lot of it on social media or on online, but that's really improved my martial arts, because when you learn about the world and you learn all these different adventure skills, and it enhances your martial arts, because Kung Fu really means hard work. So anything you do and put effort into it all comes back to that.
Did it ever cross your mind while you were doing your martial arts training that, hey, this might become something that I might use in the future, you know, obviously, because, you know, as being an actor, I'm sure that obviously with Fallen Cards, you have yourself a quite a big dose of martial arts. So did that ever cross your mind, or you just, it's just something that just happened?
With the martial arts, yeah, you know, I had always, I think it was something that kind of had just happened, but also at the same time, you know, I had watched Bruce Lee movies, Jackie Chan movies, Jet Li movies, and I was always fascinated by, you know, martial arts and stunts and action in general. You know, my grandfather was fascinated by the Chinese medicine, you know, Qigong, Tai Chi, breath energy. And so that was part of the I guess the experience for me was not just the physical aspect of it, but it really was the mental aspect of it too. And all the breathing, you know, the Qigong, the meditation. And I think that's where the cultural aspect of it comes into play, because you're learning about the culture, but you're also learning about yourself when you delve into these meditative practices. And so that's always been a big part of my life. And when I travel, I always try to remember that too, that meditative part. You know, I can't always practice martial arts or do martial arts in some of these areas. So, you know, I'll meditate, I'll take some time out, and I'll look over the land and just kind of take it in and feel the energy of that particular spot.
Did I read correctly that you are practicing Buddhist?
I practice a lot of different, I wouldn't call it one school of thought. I mean, I did learn Chan Buddhism from the Shaolin monks, but I kind of did the Bruce Lee thing in a way that, you know, he studied so much. He studied Chan Buddhism, Taoism, you know, Hindu, all the different various schools of thought. And, you know, that's sort of what I've done as well. I mean, I don't really consider myself one or the other. You know, it's mainly that there is an energy, everything's connected, and it's always finding where that connection lies. And that's a big theme in Culture Shock, is connection. You know, how are we all connected? And, you know, I explore that theme within the experiences I have with the different communities. Oh, we're connected in this way, and magic is connecting us. you know, martial arts has connected people. There's so many different things that connect people and bring joy and happiness. And I think that message is really a core value of the show.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Rich for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, comic book supplies, you name it, they got it. So you need to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you're out of the Central Ohio area, you can check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. So let's go back here. We kind of got off topic just a little bit there. Let's get back to Fallen Cards. So where's the status of the project right now? Is it in post? Is it all ready to go? What's the status?
So Fallen Cards is, it's mostly been shot. We're finishing up some pickup shots, and then we're looking to go into post this year, and we should have a release of the film next year. And if any updates or anybody wants to know more about what's going on, it's always on my websites or my social media, expeditionrich.com or Instagram, which is Rich C. Manley. I'm always having updates on what I'm doing.
Well, you're going out on tour, from what I understand as well, making you a very, very busy man.
I'm trying to keep track of it all. Yeah.
So your tour is called Diary of Magic. Are you excited for the tour?
Yeah, no. Diary of Magic is really kind of a cool, you know, offset of everything else that I'm doing. You know, the show obviously is the video element of traveling around the world, but the tour really is talking and having discussions with the audience about the different places I've visited, the mishaps I've had, you know, some of the dangers of the remote travel that I've gone on, and then meeting these communities. You know, there's one story that I tell about Sri Lanka. When I visited there, my grandfather was really fascinated by a particular tribe called the Veda people. And the Veda were the first indigenous group there, and they still live there in a small community. And, you know, I went there to meet one of the exorcists because they strongly believe in the power of the dead. And so I explained the whole story of meeting the exorcist and that he had told me that he had a girl swallow 50 needles because to swallow those needles was to slowly exorcise a demon that was very stubborn that they couldn't get out of her. And then they had her swallow this thread and they'd pull out the thread and the 50 needles would come along tied onto the thread, which symbolized basically exorcising that demon. And as I'm doing that, you know, I ask an audience member, these are 50 needles. Would you mind taking a needle? And then I bet you could probably guess what happens next. Swallow the needle, swallow the thread, and then slowly pull out the needle that's tied onto the string that was in my stomach. So there's things like that. I kind of inject magic into some of the stories I've heard on my travels or some of the things I've seen on my travels. And that's really what the show is about. Talking about adventure and, you know, bringing people up, having a good time and showing magic.
Is the tour basically a U.S. tour or is it world tour?
Yeah, so right now it's U.S., but it will be a world tour.
Okay.
The first show month is basically in Hollywood right now. And then from Hollywood, we're looking to jump to different venues in the U.S. And again, all those updates will be on my website, expeditionrich.com. And it's going to be a great time.
Can I ask, is this your first tour ever or have you done other tours?
I've done, this would be the first one in a while. I've done a couple with martial arts and that was years ago. And then I've done a couple with magic and Masters of Illusion and in that field. And that was a while ago too. So this is going to be the first tour in probably a good amount of years. So.
Okay. All right. So no doubt, if you get an opportunity, folks, check out Rich's social media so you know when that show is coming towards you. So a couple other questions here real quick, Rich, maybe more personal, if you will.
Yeah.
What do you like to do to unwind?
I wish there was more time to do that. but, you know, I would have to say what I do really is, you know, it's basically everything I do and I film on the show or anything I'm working on. It's rock climbing. You know, I go out, I rock climb. I'll go if the rivers are in, I'll whitewater kayak or ski. You know, unwinding for me is really just staying physical and active and being outside. And I also like to write. So I'm writing a book currently as well, and All the World Travels and Adventures. So it's really a combination of just staying busy. I don't really like to sit still, you know?
I was just going to say, you're proving you're very, very busy. You're writing a book?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, the book, I'm currently writing it. I've written about, God, like 300 pages of it so far. And then I'm getting down to the editing process, and obviously photos from my travels. I've taken so many photos that I want to inject in the book as well. So it's really a culmination of all the stories that I tell on stage, elaborating on them, obviously. And then stuff we filmed for Culture Shock and things we haven't filmed for Culture Shock. So it should, hopefully when I can actually finish and say, okay, I'm happy with it, that'll be on the horizon as well.
Okay. As an actor, do you have like a dream gig? Like, oh, I would love to have this role, or I'd love to work with this person, or something along those lines?
You know, I always say the dream gig would be able to play something that, or character rather, that is has a lot of depth. You know, I think when you come from a background of doing a lot of action and adventure, you know, the character tends to be, they can have, you know, sides to them, but it tends to be a pretty straightforward character, you know, if you're mm-hmm. in that playing field. But, you know, I think I'd love to play something or be involved in something that has a lot of depth and character development, and it's more character driven rather than action driven, or even a combination of the two. It'd be interesting.
Okay, last question. Do you have a favorite illusionist? I mean, I know you said that this love came from your grandfather, but as you've gotten more into the field, are there certain ones, certain individuals that you're like, wow, they do a fantastic job?
There's a lot, you know, and I would say my grandfather, but I know you want me to say, cause he was, you know, he really was very inspiring. You know, I would have to say, and it seems a little bit cliche, but you know, I went to David Copperfield, and I had never really seen him perform before, but I went to one of his stage shows, and I had seen him on TV, you know, some of the TV specials. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, I guess as a magician, I was expecting, oh well, I'm probably gonna know everything's done, and you know, and I'm just gonna go and watch it for the experience. And I don't really go to too many shows because I think it's, as a magician, you kind of know how it's done. You know, so you want to go for more of the story and the persona and the presence of the person, really. And so when I went, I really was touched by the story that he had. He brought it back to family in a way. And there was a story behind what he was doing. And that's really what I liked. And I remember that show, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, some of these things, I have no idea what he's doing. But some of them, I was like, oh, I know what's happening. But at the same time, I'm so enthralled by how he's presenting it that, you know, it was touching to me. So I'd have to say Copperfield.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's run down real quick once again that the show is called Culture Shock. It is on Tubi, and Tubi is a fantastic app, by the way. I'm just going to give it a cheap plug. I like it. It's got a lot of oddball movies, and I like that about that channel. Anyways, or about that streaming service. So it's there. Season 2, when does that begin?
Season 2 will probably start next year. We're filming it this year.
Okay, you're filming this year. It'll be out next year. Yep. Also, don't forget about Fallen Cards, your film that you are currently... you are the writer and the producer and the star, or do I have one of those incorrect?
Yeah, I am one of... Well, there's many producers and writers. I am the creator and one of the writers. We have other writers and producers. And then we have another director. But yes, I am the star in it as well, yeah.
Okay. And of course, Diary of Magic, a tour that is going to be kicking off here. You said real soon, correct?
Yeah, our start date is June 1st. So, oh, yeah.
Okay.
June 1st at the Lowe's Hotel in Hollywood. And then it will start July, the first week of July, and then it will run through July in Hollywood. So look out on the website www.expeditionrich.com. Because you'll be able to see ticket sales there too, and you can buy tickets to see the show.
All right, let's hit that social media real quick too. Where can folks find you, and what outlets are you on, and where can they find you?
Yeah, yeah. So if you you know, you want to follow me on social media, it's Rich C. Manley, M-A-N-L-E-Y. Anything about the show, Culture Shock, you want to know any more updates or anything like that, you go to www.cultureshockmagic.com. And then anything involving my adventures or just really anything about me, updates that and what I'm doing, it's going to be www.expeditionrich.com. So those three places you can find me.
All right, Rich, thank you very much for sitting down and chatting with me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, this was fun. I'm glad you had me, and it was nice meeting you.
It was very nice meeting you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll throw it to a break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Rich Manley, talking about his upcoming tour, his new movie project, Fallen Cards, and his new television project, Culture Shock. The man is incredibly busy. You heard he's writing a book as well. So definitely keep tabs on Rich and all the cool things that he's got going on through his various social media and his website. And I really would like to thank Rich once again for taking time out of his busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me in case you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. Well, first, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. But you can also leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to be old school and shoot me an email, you could do that too. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Maybe you would like to help spread the word about the PVDcast and tell folks that you know all about this great show. Well, there's a couple places where it's available. First, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best place to get all of the newest episodes of the show. But you can also, of course, go to your favorite podcasting outlet and app, just put in the search bar PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And since we're talking about those outlets and apps, hey, don't forget, please rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and it's very important to podcasters and those podcasting outlets and apps so they know who's listening and when they're listening and all the data that they need to collect. So again, if you can, rate and review, and while you're at it, subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. There's one final avenue that you can take to listen to each and every new episode. That is, of course, to go over to the Facebook page at PVDcast on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear the week's latest episode. So that's three easy ways to hear the show: PVDcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet or app, and of course, through the Facebook page on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2025.